Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and good day to everyone. This is Jane Quasar with Zareya and Zora Soon, and we have a wonderful call for today, today being July 31st, 2021. Time just kind of flies right by. So much is happening, and it's wonderful to have all of us together again with you. So let me just go ahead, first of all, and bring Zareya in so she can say hello. Okay. There we go. Hi, dear.
Hello, 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 hello. Well, a little later I'll be reading about what the secret to immortality is for everyone.
Ooh, okay. Beautiful. So. Yes, very good. Sounds wonderful. All right, everyone. So before we begin with our show, and our first guest today is going to be Ted Marr. So let's, first of all, let's go ahead and do a couple of commands. And let's start with Zora's commands, okay? So Zareya, if you will, I'd like for you to at least start that for us. Let me go ahead and, yes, so go ahead.
You mean one he's famous for?
yeah, you're our regular 5-4-3-2-1 command.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, take it away.
Well, what I would like everyone to do is, wherever you're at, I want you to go out into to your window, to your door. If you're outside already, then just shout, "What a wondrous, glorious, and loving day it is," and the rest of your day will be that way. And 5-4-3-2-1, receive.
5-4-3-2-1, receive. And what a wondrous, glorious, and loving day it is. And from the gods and goddesses of our beings, we are in perfect health, perfect harmony, great abundance, and we absolutely know it.
Now, doesn't that bring you, put a smile on your face when you, after you say that?
Thank you,
Zareya.
The reason
is when you are recognizing Mother Earth. And you're her guest. You're not her controller at all.
Okay. Thank you, Zareya. Let me go ahead and get started on our show. I know that our first guest is waiting to come in. Okay. Now, in addition to that, and Zareya is going to go ahead and put herself on mute. I also would like to do just one command coming in as well from Q. So our command is this. Just follow and say it out loud with me. I command Prime Creation to bring more of our light bodies into us now. Say it after me. I command Prime Creation to bring more of our light bodies into us now. I command Prime Creation to bring more of our light bodies into us now. 10, 9, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and one. Feel that shift as well in your energy field. And it is done, and we know it. Okay. Thank you, everyone. That is our meditation command for today. And again, welcome to everyone. I'm going to go ahead and bring Ted Marr through, and I know that he's got some very important messages for all of us today. Okay, let's That's very, very interesting. That this computer doesn't want to do this. All right. Well, let's, I'm going to try that one more time. Okay. Hold on one second. All right. Let's try that again. There we go.
Hello, this is Ted.
Hello, Ted. This is
Jerry. Oh, hi,
Jerry.
Yes,
welcome.
Hi. Oh, well, thank you.
Thank
so
you
good
so
to hear you guys.
Yeah. Thank you so much for being on our call. We are always so happy to have you on our call because you bring so much information and truth to our calls. And
thank you.
So, well, I just want to give a little bit of intro, and then I'll go ahead and hand over the mic to you. So as most of us, most people know, and I want you to jump right in also just to expound on it, if you will. Ted Marr has been a dear friend, but on another note, Ted Marr is also very gifted, is a very gifted psychic. He's also very much involved in the truth that's out there. He has several degrees, one being a lawyer, anthropology, and a couple of other things.
He used to be a lawyer. Not
a
now.
Couple of others.
Yeah,
so he's, but he, so he's very, very well-rounded, as we talk about sometimes. You want to be well-rounded in every way. And so he's traveled, and he's done so much for the world presently as a spiritual teacher, as well as remote viewer, et cetera, et cetera. I do want to say to everyone that one of the nicest, the greatest things that he's been able to do is be able to touch and channel various important people of our times to tell us information that are relevant to what we need to do for now. So, and we'll talk, and I know he'll talk about that, whether it's Albert Einstein or Robert F. Kennedy, Masaru Emoto, et cetera, et cetera. So let me just go ahead also to let everybody know that he has several shows. You know, he's very, very international as far as his talk. So please go to his website, which is outofthisworld1150.com, to get all of that information. But let me, without further ado, come on, Ted. Thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you, Jane, for the wonderful introduction. That's so sweet of you. And it's so much fun to be with you and your audience, I would say friends, today. I know us people out there, of all the planets in the universe, Jane, guess which one is the hardest one to affect any positive change? It's Earth, believe it or not. And, this is the toughest planet. And we all chose to be here. And I want people to remember that because it's not easy being here. But we all chose to be here. And my guides, my spirit guides on the other side, Jane, tell me, and Billy tell me that there are a lot of souls who wanted to be here at this time for the ascension. There weren't enough bodies going around for everybody, so it's a real privilege in a way to be here. There's a lot of challenges, but you see, we're very unique in the universe in that we're accelerating, we're ascending, Jane and Billy, from from third density all the way to fifth within a couple of years, and that's what we're doing. Our evolution's been held back for so long that Mother Earth, Gaia, she's a living being. And she said, you know, humanity, I'm going to go ahead and start ascending anyway. You're welcome to come with me. But if you don't come, oh, well, that's your choice. So she actually started this process back in September of 2016 when the what's called the Schumann residence doubled on this Earth. It's gone up. I think it's well over 10,000 hertz right now worldwide. So we are accelerating. We are ascending. There's a lot of negatives who are trying to hold us back, especially the SHOP program. The SHOP program is basically, it's a kill shot. It's if you take it, your chances of living are not very good. And all of your chakras, or eight chakras, are shut down. Your pineal gland is turned off. And your soul separates from the rest of your body. So you become a biological automaton. There are ways to reverse it, and I can discuss some remedies for that today on today's show if you like. But if you don't get help, your chances of living aren't very good. Jane, are you there?
Yes, sorry. I guess I was talking to myself. So we would love to be able to hear some of the remedies that you have put together. And again, just to really let people know, as you have already said, how difficult it's going to be going forward, especially because of these jabs and the shots, et cetera. And then there's that new one that they say is out already. So, of course, we have the government's kind of beginning to take over again and telling us exactly what we have to do and must comply with, even though they are just mandates.
Well, there's no legal authority for mandating the vaccines. There's no legal authority at all. And I've looked at it, and all they can do is try to get you to take it. But if you don't want to take it, there's nothing that they can do to you legally to stop, to force you to do it. Oh, God, there's so much I can tell you about that. It's a blatant attempt to stop our evolution. And if you look at the ingredients in these shots, like the Pfizer shot, it's got strychnine, arsenic. It has nanobots in it, graphene, which it corrupts your blood cells, blood supply, can cause you liver cancer. I know a friend, fellow close to in my area where I am, who got liver cancer from the vaccine now. Mm. And I told him not to take it anyway, but that was directly attributable to the vaccine. It also attacks like 7 or 8 different organs, including ovaries and women, sperm count in men. Over 20,000 men and women now are sterile as a result of taking the vaccine. The list goes on and on and on for what it does. There's not one thing. There's not one good thing it does. I can't think of one good thing it does.
Yeah, and there isn't one good thing at all. We agree.
There's now. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no. Go ahead, please.
You know, now that Pfizer and Moderna are moving into the children's market, it's not enough for adults to die. They're going to get the kids next. You've got kids as young as 12 years old now having heart attacks and strokes and dying from it in the United States. They were taking this shot. According to the VAERS, the Vaccine Injury System, maintained by the feds, there's right now 500,000 cases of people dying and disabled from the shots right now in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And according to some scientists, the VAERS system is voluntary. So that because it takes up to 45 minutes or longer, maybe an hour or more, for a doctor to input that information of their patient into the federal system, 99%. Mm. It's thought that up to 99% of the cases involving the injuries from the vaccine don't even get reported. So we're looking at, it's not 500,000 reported by the VAERS system. It's more like 50 million kids and adults who've been injured or dead from this vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with this picture? Why aren't, I mean, people are waking up, but my God, this is genocide, absolute genocide. And 50 million is nearly 20% of the United States population. What's wrong with this picture? Why do they want to kill us off? Why doesn't the media say, I know it's cabal media, but this is insane.
Mm-hmm.
You look at what Hitler did with the Jews and Nazis in Europe. He killed like 6 to 10 million. That's nothing compared to this. This is going to be nothing. These figures are nothing.
Exactly.
And we've yet, but there's a delayed reaction.
We haven't seen the end of it at all.
No. In the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, I had a Swedish doctor on my show, and he said that all the vaccines contain mad cow disease and HIV/AIDS. It kicks in about 12 to 18 months after taking it. So people who do survive the initial first 6 months or so from the shot, they get through the second year, they've got AIDS and mad cow disease to look forward to. So it's one
terrible
thing after another. The other thing too, the other thing too that Pfizer did and Moderna did is that they put in the fetal tissue of 12-week-old male babies directly in the vaccine itself. You know why? Because if you're a woman and you take that fetal tissue, within a couple of years, if you survive, now most won't, but if you survive, you'll think that you're a man trapped inside of a woman's body, and you'll lose interest in sex. And they did that as a way to reduce populations so that women would having kids. I mean, it's just, it's so insidious. It's so evil. I can't believe it.
The side effects of the jabs is just atrocious. It's so criminal. It's just horrible, horrible, horrible. This is the worst thing that's ever happened to our world. Somehow or another, I know that we're going to get through it. So one of the key things I think that most people that all of us really have to know is that as much as the corruption and the evil that is out there and still continuing to grow as far as their control over the mass, over the masses, we have to be even stronger now to tell people, tell our friends and families, and it doesn't matter whether they say that, you know what, you're absolutely wrong, we're going to do it our way, but I think it's really time now to really emphasize the danger of you know, the masses are really nothing, but now at this point it's really the jabs and then more of it that will be coming again. So that's, so your call today, Ted, is so important for all of us.
Well, you're so kind. Well, this is what I want to do, is to basically say that there are remedies out there. If you've taken the jab, it's the end of the world for you. It's a death shot only if you don't ask for spiritual help. And I've talked to the Galactics about this, and they will help as well. Galactic Lions and the Pleiadians are more than glad to help, but this is a free will planet, so people have to ask for help. So if you're if you'd like help to reverse the effects of the vaccine, there's a bunch of things you can do. First off, you can take make what's called hydrochloroquine, HCQ, which is made from, you take the rinds of 3 grapefruit and 3 lemons, and you cut up the rinds and you put them in a pan of water, metal pot, put a lid over it, Jane, and then let it put some water, 2 inches of water. And then let it simmer for two or three hours. Let it cool down and drink it like a tea. It's also a good idea to add like a zinc tablet to it, crush it up, because that boosts the potency. I'm not a doctor. This is Dr. Judy Mikovits. But she said it works, and everybody who's tried it really does help. It helps with the shedding. Mm-hmm. It also helps to reverse the effects of the vaccine. Ivermectin, according to Dr. Judy Mikovits, is also good. There's various ways to get ivermectin. Go to a doctor, or ask your doctor. You can get it that way.
Right.
The other ways is pine needle tea, but you want to make sure you get the right kind of pine needles. There's a kind that has 5 branches to it. It's white pine needle tea. And you can drink that for about 10 days, according to doctors. That'll help you help with the shedding and also the worst effects of the vaccine. You can also do a prayer, and I've been able to help people out with this prayer. This is from Q, and combination of Q and the Hollow Earth. And can I share that prayer with everyone today?
Oh, very much. Oh, thank you so much, Ted. Absolutely. Thank you.
Now, I'm willing to also send a sheet out listing all these home remedies to people for free. Just send me your email. My email is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. That's outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I also have a new another new Proton Mail account that's encrypted and secure, and that is outofthisworldradio@protonmail.com. That's outofthisworldradio@protonmail.com. Anyway, I want everyone to grab a pen and a piece of paper. You can write this down. Try to remember. You count down from 10 to 1, and every time you say a number, you breathe in and out deeply. So you say 10, breathe in and out, 9, breathe in and out, 8, breathe in and out, all the way down to 1. And then you say, I command Prime Creator. Say, I command Prime Creator. And then you follow that by saying, I command Prime Creation. I know that's redundant, but it does work. I command Prime Creation. And if you're suffering from shedding, owes to shedding by someone in your family or a neighbor or whatever, say, I command Prime Creator, command Prime Creation to heal all the effects of the shedding or heal all the effects of the vaccine within me. Then you say, I am now completely healed. And I know it to be true. Like Billy and Zora say, it's very important to say that you know it to be true. Not that you believe it, but you know it to be true in your heart, in your God mind. You know it to be true. And then you breathe down again, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You say the number 5, then breathe in and out, 4, breathe in and out, all the way down to 1. Then you snap your fingers and say, I am now completely healed. And so it is. It does work. I've had people completely reverse the effects of the shedding. There was one friend of mine who had her husband was an MD, and he took stupidly took the jab, and she got shedded on pretty badly, and she did that prayer and reversed it instantaneously.
Beautiful.
She also takes the hydrochloroquine and the pineal tea too, but reversed it instantaneously.
Oh,
so it does help. And I think it really helped with the vaccine too. So.
I'll go ahead and write that on our newsletter, everyone, so everybody has it. That combo prayer is beautiful. It feels beautiful. Thank you for that. Thank you, Q, also.
Oh.
Wonderful.
Oh, sure.
How you put that together.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, you're marvelous.
Oh, you're so kind. Thank you. Well, on today's show... on BBS Radio in a couple hours, starting at 11 a.m., I have a famous naturopathic doctor from the Bahamas, and he's got his own set of remedies. He uses different things. Mango leaves are one, I know. He told me a bunch of things yesterday on the phone. Anyway, he's a good friend of mine. He'll be coming.
Okay.
I haven't gotten his method yet, but I'll probably revise the shedding, the shedding remedies. The other thing people have to remember too, that coming out in December, November, the end of the year, will be the MedBets, and they will really help people as well. So, but the only thing that I've been told that it will not do is to is to reverse the RNA and DNA damage. That only can be done by the Galactics. And you can ask for help with that. Same thing. You can do that as well. So, there's a lot of things out there. And if you live in an area where there's white pine, like Shasta, Mount Shasta area has white pine. That's important. You can use that. Like hemlock, for example, that's what killed, Socrates or Aristotle, when they forced him to drink hemlock tea and he died. So careful. Not all pine needles are the same.
Okay. But tell us more about the shows that you have. A couple of things before we let you go, Ted. Thank you very much for all that information, as well as this beautiful prayer that you put together for everyone. Tell us more about your shows. You're getting so popular. You're just all over the world now in terms of the shows. If you could share that with others as well, that would be fantastic.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. My my listener base has gone up to over 2 million per show now. And, and I've become very busy. I broadcast it. Yeah. I've been doing this for 8 years
That's
now.
Excellent.
I broadcast. Yeah, well, thank you, Jane. I broadcast in English in the morning, Saturday morning from 10 to noon or 10 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And then I do it in Spanish in the afternoons from 3 to 4 or 3 to 5 on BBS radio. They were in San Francisco, but they got to the point where they couldn't handle all the regs in California, so they moved to Texas, and I think that was a good move from Charlotte, Texas now. But I broadcast with them, and then on Mondays, every other Monday, I broadcast on Radio Soul International out of Vienna, Austria, in English and in German. And all the broadcast information is available on my website at outofthisworld1150.com or outofthisworldradio.net. It's the same website. It'll take you to the same place. But the purpose of my show is to make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that if we all work together, we can and will make this world a better place. And we are starting to ascend right now. This is pretty cool.
Hold on a second, Ted, well, before we let you go. I don't know what happened, but we lost Billy, and I know Billy wanted to say something.
I thought he was there. Okay, I'm sorry.
Well,
yeah.
He was, and I don't know how he got. I don't know how he disappeared.
Uh-huh.
There we go. He can re-listen to the call.
All right. Okay.
See, Zaria.
Okay.
Oh my. It's all this technology.
Right.
Well, it looks like we lost her.
Well.
Okay. So anyways.
Yeah, I know we get parents, so, I mean.
Yes. All right, so that's okay. Well, oh, my goodness, what happened there? I don't know why it's still dialing again.
Hello?
Here we go. Here's Zaria. Billy,
hello.
Hey, Billy, how you doing, my friend?
You know, the call dropped. I don't know what happened.
Yes, well, that happens. Did you have anything that you'd like to add, or would you like to say while Ted is here?
Yeah. Yeah,
I
Ted.
So.
This comes directly from my father, so you might want to listen to it real carefully. Concerning the new strain that they're talking about, the virus?
The variant?
My father says the variant is a direct creation, a mutation created by our government, and they're going to come up with a vaccine for it, and that vaccine, if you take it, 24 hours later, you will ascend.
Die, in other words.
Well,
right.
Ascend.
Yes.
Yeah.
Die. Yeah. Leaving the earth. Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes. You will ascend if you take that vaccine.
I have to tell you the story. You know, my past life was in Nazi Germany.
Okay. Hey, Zaria.
I went.
Hold on 1 second. There's a lot of interference, Billy.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I got to put myself on mute.
Thank you. All right, Ted.
In my last lifetime, I was I lived through the Holocaust in Nazi Germany, and I was a member of Hitler Youth. I didn't commit any atrocities, but I saw firsthand what happened. And people trusted government back then. And a lot of Jews even trusted Hitler when he said that they were going to go off to new, what's called Lebensraum, new jobs, new occupations, a new living. And nobody could believe, very few people could believe that Hitler would, you know, kill all these people in these camps. And the lesson of that lifetime for me was not to trust authority, not to trust especially government. And now I think a lot of these people who are very kind of naive, not misinformed, not doing willing to do the research, they don't go beyond what they hear on CNN or the other mass media, they're going to find out the hard way that, and they'll find out when they die and then go over to their life with you on the other side. And it's shocking to me. I mean, like, Hitler killed 6 to 10 million people. We're talking about, if a third of the planet, 25 to 30% of the planet is vaccinated, we're looking at a death rate of up to 2 billion or more people. That's significant. I don't know why, for example, people sit back and take it. I don't understand why people don't question the authority, why they don't question the government, official government lines. Why are they so trusting? I don't understand it. From my perspective, from my last lifetime in Nazi Germany, you didn't trust the government. You didn't trust Hitler. Why does anybody trust Big Pharma? Why does anybody trust Biden? He's illegal anyway, he's illegal president. Why does anybody trust Pfizer? Why does anybody trust the CDC? Why does anybody trust Tony Fauci? They're all liars. And you're going to pay for it with your life if you don't wake up. Period.
Yes, indeed.
So
indeed.
I can't say that strong enough. Because
what do you got
to lose? What if, for example, you're part of a healthcare system and you work as a doctor or a nurse, and your hospital who you work for says, oh, you've got to get this jab or else we're going to fire you. Tell them to fire you or sue them for wrongful employment termination because there's no legal authority for them to terminate you. There's no
illegal to do all of that. It's illegal for them, so you can't sue them.
Right, exactly. That's
so,
right.
Yeah.
You can't.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay. Right. Okay. Well, I think that's why we wanted to, that's why Ted is here to really bring this out again once more, to reiterate the necessity for all of us to really hold where we are and now to be able to strongly inform those that we love, especially, and friends, and as much as you can, write your letters to your governors, tell them how illegal this is, that it's absolutely criminal and it's heinous, and it's whatever you want to say to them, that this needs to stop now. You know, so hopefully people will wake up. I mean, I don't know how many more times, Ted, it takes for people to really wake up. I mean, really, this is it's absolutely insane how things have moved. But we will do our prayers, send out those prayers to others. Yes?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Ted.
Well, and a lot of souls are choosing to exit now. A lot of them are choosing to exit now.
Yeah. That's true. But you know, we see that there is light at this dismal, horrible tunnel that we are in presently. But we know there is light ahead. So, and that's our job, to get as many people as we can into the light. I'm not talking about dropping the bodies or leaving the body. It's to get in body and get to the light. So. Anyways, hey, listen, Ted, we have to let you go. Thank you so much for being here on our call. And everyone, you know how to get a hold of Ted. You could email him if you want some of that, the recipes and information. You can go to Out of This World Radio at protonmail.com. and go ahead also to his calls that he has. And he talks, he's got some really great speakers on his calls that really speak of the relevance of what we must do and what is happening right now in our world. So with that being said, Ted, thank you so, so much.
Oh, and you guys are so kind to me. Thank you both, Billy and Jane, for all your love and support. You're wonderful people, and I can't say enough good things about you both.
Great.
You know, we're gonna make it through this, my friends. But just gotta hold the light and keep hanging there, because times are coming.
Yeah.
We are ascending, but there are people who aren't gonna make it, and the choices that people make now will determine the destiny of humanity and the destiny of this planet for thousands of years to come. The choices they make today, right now, at this moment in history, will determine the future for many thousands of years. So, anyway.
Keep that in mind.
So,
thank you.
Yeah.
Namaste.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
Okay. Okay. Much love to you both.
Okay. Talk to you later.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Take care, Jane.
Okay.
Take care, Billy. All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Okay.
Oh,
bye-bye.
Jane and Billy? Jane
yes.
and Billy, do you guys
yes.
do you guys want to join me on my show at noon today, Pacific? Joint bracelet,
oh,
you're welcome.
Oh,
soon.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, thank you. Yes, we'll be there. Thank you very much, Ted. Thank
okay,
you.
Yeah. I'll
thank
email you the dial-in instructions. Okay?
You
I'll email to you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
All
right.
Right.
Take care, my friends.
Thank you,
lots
Ted.
Lots of love.
Uh-huh. Right. Have a great
right.
call. Okay, right. bye-bye.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye. Bye.
Uh-huh. All right, everybody. Take a nice deep breath. Hold on one second. I think that was an amazing call with Ted. He really speaks of the seriousness that we really have to pay attention to. And remember that the only moment that we have is now. So whatever you can do with your own willpower and your words and actions really speak very, very loudly. Let people know, let your governments and organizations know of how you feel about the atrocity, the corruption, et cetera, that is happening into our world right now. Okay. All right. With that, let's go ahead now and bring Dr. Tom through. All right. So hang in there for a minute. Let me go ahead and get him through. I hope that everyone has had a chance to also look at the newsletter. There is some updates there that I put in last night in regards to what Mr. S has updated us on. Very important. So get a chance to please go ahead and read the newsletter. And if you don't have the newsletter, you won't receive it at this time because this is it'll be old. However, I will, if I have any more information coming in today, I will put that in another newsletter today and send that out along with any recaps from today. So with that being said, let's go ahead and bring Dr. Tom. Okay, here we go. There's a lot of really good news, you know. Hold on a second. One of these days, things have to get a little bit easier, a little smoother in regards to working with these technologies. Okay, here we go. Here we are. Thank you for your patience, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Tom, and welcome to our Blog Talk show for today.
Welcome. Good. Yes. Thank you.
Okay. All right. I think you have got the floor. Everyone is excited.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I found a place in the wilderness here, so I'm found a place where I could get some room.
All right.
So
next
anyway,
morning,
we're doing good. Just got off the phone with our source.
Mm-hmm.
And next week it's all going down. So we do see what's different from last week is we received today verification of the powers to be above. The bondholders can see their funds have been transferred. They see their money in their accounts, so there's no stopping back. We should receive our notification middle of next week to make our appointments, and that's basically it. So we are, everything is moving. It's like an analog system. It's clicking, and it can't be stopped now.
Okay. So have you heard from your Zurich, anything happening at all there?
We're still waiting on the call from.
Okay.
I'll probably get information today, but this bondholders in Zurich were waiting to hopefully they'll get paid over the weekend.
Okay. All right.
And
today is only Saturday.
I think we're in process.
We're in a good place. Yeah.
You're
excited, right? Is everybody excited? Finally?
We're totally excited. I think everyone now just needs to just relax over the weekend. Try to get out in nature, and if you live in a city, go out into a park or drive out. You must be in nature. That's what we're doing today. We're hiking up around 10,000 feet.
Nice.
And also just buy a little picnic, and I grew up here, so I end up talking to the birds and the trees and the everything else, you know. The squirrels.
Great.
So
great.
It's all good, but make sure everyone prepare yourself to eat well, get your exercise in. And also, you know, the reduce your coffee, reduce alcohol, because you're going to need your full mechanism of everything, you know. So that's what's really important, to make sure that we're clean, we're fasting, get prepared. For the biggest change ever on this planet, and knowing that the bad guys are losing, and we're going to go and have a great time.
Yeah, we're gonna take care of all the bad guys. That's number one, everyone.
Right. Yeah, and then also have to get in a good frame of ourselves, even though we may have a lot of our loved ones being ascended because they took the suicide shot. And that's going to be a lot of transformation for us to how we're going to handle that if that comes along. And we have to be strong, and we have to, for people that are strong, we have to help the ones that need to be brought up, you know, that haven't been vaccinated, that they can stay strong and help the ones so we can all gather and know that this is part of the cycle, fortunately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Very good. Thank you so much
for your
information and for your wonderful inspiration. So everyone, for some time today, remember, live the moment. So go out in nature for a little while, breathe in beautiful prana, and just be at peace. Beautiful way to nourish yourself, your soul, and your body. So thank you
Absolutely.
So much for all of that, Dr. Tom.
Okay, well, get everyone get ready.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Yes, absolutely. Get ready for sure now.
Yeah, yeah. And if we go into the following, just know that this thing is finally coming through. We should, I'm hearing we're going to get a lot of disclosures of what's going on with the elections and everything else, the truth coming out, especially in the healthcare system, medical profession, that as long as that's disclosed and then we get the broadcast system being announced, and once people start waking up, it'll be a great time.
You bet. Okay. Excellent. Thank you so much, Dr. Tom. All right. Very good.
All right.
We'll let you go. Thank you.
Take
Have
care.
A great day.
Bye-bye.
All right. Okay. Thanks, Dr. Tom. All right.
Bye.
All right. That was wonderful. All right. Now, I'm taking a look at the time here to see if it is time yet for Mark and Michael, but we have 15 minutes. So I'm going to ask Zaria. Hello, Zaria. No. I did have you on mute. You're not on mute. You're on mute. What is these
okay,
kids, everyone?
Can you hear me now?
We're going to get this together. Of course we can.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to read The Secret to Immortality, and if I have time, I'm going to read a message from Mother Earth. Anyway.
Okay. Well,
so,
you have 15 minutes.
Well, I think I can get both of it done.
Okay.
The Secret to Immortality. We are the elementals, living in peace in the secret. Living in peace is the secret to gaining immortality. And we invite you to try it. You would enjoy it. No clamor, no wars, no hardships, just pure delight and joy in each moment of each day. And it lasts forever. This is the secret of life. It is simple, once discovered. Just live in peace with one another, and you have everything you could ever dream of. So strive to live peacefully with each other, and start with your biological family, then spread your love out to your community, and then to your nation, and then to the whole earth. Our cells radiate light. And it is very visible to the eyes. Once you are living in a peaceful state, you will be radiating this light from within your cells. And this light will encompass all around you, and you will light up the earth and all for all to witness. And then there will form a great concave of beings from all of nature's kingdoms who will celebrate your climb into light, regaining your light status. What a momentous in time. You will achieve this. This we know. But why take so long? Do it now. It can happen in the twinkling of an eye. Since time does not exist, just make up your minds that you intend to live in peace, as all of nature does, and the whole universe will support your intention. It is not a mystery. It is your intention. It is simple, isn't it? It is only your governments who have purposely made it so complicated by devising wars and to entangle and control you. For they know that in peaceful conditions, you would rise in consciousness and find yourself and merge with your higher self, thus gaining your immortality. And this would put them out of business. And they would lose their hold on you. You do this by being the peace you wish to create and spreading it out all around you. Could it be more simple? As you rise in consciousness, you will find that most mysteries in life have simple solutions. Whatever you want to achieve, just be that achievement, and it will effortlessly come to you because you are already radiating that frequency of what you want to attain. So it has to come to you. You have defined with it as you. It has nowhere else to go but to you. The vibration that matches yours. Simple, yes? So you have to become actress and actor, don't you? You have to play and live the part you want to create in your role on the screen of life. And it's your life, and you are the actors and actresses. So play your part well, and your dreams will come true. It is only up to you. No one can fill in for you to play your part on the screen of life. Only you can. So dream your life away as we elementals do. It is the quickest route to immortality. We await you there. And the other message is from Mother Earth. Mother Earth speaks on the ascension. I am Mother Earth speaking. As the energies pouring onto the earth plane increase in might and velocity and intensity, anchor yourself to my heart, the heart of Mother Earth. Ground yourselves to my core and hold on fast. For I will soon explode into a brilliant light, into the sun star that I am. And as you hold on and keep yourself centered to the core of my planet, you will rise with me. You will ascend as I ascend into dazzling light. The dazzling light of your I Am presence. For we are all the same heart. We are all the same light. We are all one. As you stand within the dazzling light of your I Am presence, you will know all, for all is contained within you. To reach your light, your full light, which is where you experience and the ascension process. You must keep your focus on who you are, why you are here, and what you came here to achieve. You came here to achieve many things, foremost with your ascension and the planetary ascension. You came here to bring all life forms into the light. You work for the light. The light is your employer, and you are the employee. You work diligently to bring light everywhere you go and hold the planes of light in your DNA cells. Your DNA are now exploding with light you have been holding for eons and eons on your trek through Earth incarnations. As this light comes to the fore, it washes away all the droves and impurities that have accumulated over lifetimes and lifetimes of earthly incarnations. Sometimes you may wonder if the ascension will ever happen, for time on earth plane appears to go so slowly, and yet what you have accomplished in just the last few years has been quite earth-shaking, literally, for you have accomplished the work of hundreds of lifetimes in just these last few years. Time is greatly speeding up, as you have felt, and it will even speed up more in ratios of higher proportions. So yes, the ascension is about to occur. You are all ascending now in consciousness. All life forms are ascending now in consciousness. All cells are ascending in consciousness. And before you know it, you will have ascended. It will happen that fast. One day you will open your eyes and you will be on Earth. And the next moment, you will be in a higher frequency of light, a higher dimension. So it will be just a little longer, and it will, in the meantime, while you are still in the lower realms of fifth dimension, know that I am ascending with you. My love, I'm surrounding you with my love every moment of your time, and that you are not separated from me at all. Just reach through the time zone into no time and feel my presence. I send you great waves of love and light from deep within my core. This is Mother Earth working with you, and I thank you for this transmission. And that's it.
Oh, beautiful. That was perfect for today. Thank you, Soraya.
Yeah.
We can't wait to hear what your dad has to say in a little bit also. This is great.
Oh, okay.
So now, yeah, I think it's time. I'll go ahead and bring our other guests, our final guests, to our call now. And let me go ahead and... So the first person I'm going to be bringing in, of course, is going to be, that'll be Mark. Hold on one second. That will be Mark Kotler. And we all know who Mark is. And let me go ahead and do that right now. Okay. Too bad that through this, put everybody into like a little file so I can just go ahead and press it in instead of doing this individually. But thank you for your patience. Here we go. Here comes Mark. All right, Soraya, I'm going to keep you on. So just try to keep yourself on. If you could mute yourself a little bit also, because I could hear just a little interruption there, Soraya.
Hello.
Hey. Mark.
Hey, Jane.
Welcome.
Hi,
our
Soraya,
spiritual
hi,
brother, as well.
Absolutely.
As our, yeah, and more in more ways than one, being here on this
yes.
planet. Okay, so why don't I do this? Let me go ahead and bring Michael in first. Let's go ahead and do that, everyone. Okay, hang in there. All right, so next is going to be Michael. Okay. And we call them Marco because they're two beautiful brothers. They are our brothers for sure. All right. So let's go ahead and get Michael in here. And just one second. Got to be an easier way next time. I think maybe I want to redo Blog Talk so it's a little bit more efficient. All right. That's coming soon, Mark.
There you go.
Okay, here we go. Here comes Michael.
Hello.
Hi, Michael. Welcome.
To Hi, are you doing?
Show. We're all great. I've got Mark here as well. So we have the two M's here today. Anyways, so I just want to, and everybody knows the two of you already. You guys do not need an introduction. We know that you come from a place where, especially, you know, in this particular arena, which we call crypto for core currencies as well as Forex, that you, Michael, are the expert, and Mark has been a wonderful, he's just a wonderful, a facilitator of bringing forth so many great products to our to our call, and including individuals like yourself to come to our group, to our audience, our family. So I think with that, I will just go ahead and let Mark take over. Mark, go ahead and a little quick about you or yourself, and then bring Michael through. I know both of you have some really great updates that you would like to share with all of us. So thank you.
Yes. Thank you so much, Jane and Zaria and Michael. So I've been on my spiritual path for over 40 years now. I've been meditating, been doing yoga, all about the power of attraction, all about what you put out to the universe. And I just put out love energy all the time, and it comes back. It's just amazing because that's who we are. We're love. But nothing, everything else is an illusion. And but anyways,
yes.
Michael and I manifested, well, Jane and Billy, and Zaria, we manifested each other quite a long time ago, and we built an incredible, this lifetime and many other lifetimes for sure, incredible connection. And Michael came into my world about two years ago and really turned me on to the crypto space and just totally changed my financial world around. But it was amazing. When this came along, it was just put on my lap. The universe dropped it on my lap. I didn't know what I had. I didn't really know what I had. So I brought it to Michael. I sent him a little video, and you know, I didn't know if Michael would think it was great or not because I didn't have a clue. I didn't know that much about the crypto world. And Michael called me back and he says, "Mark, I've been waiting for this for 10 years. I said, "You're kidding." I was like in shock. He said, "Yes, for 10 years because of what what this token does. I've never seen, we've been needing something like this for many, many, many years. And now it's here and we can do big things and change lives all over the world." So Michael has been a day trader for 25 years. He's an expert in crypto, Forex. He's taught people all over the world. Many companies seek him out, and he has no ego, very humble, but he's just amazing. We've become best of friends, and I'm going to turn it over to you, Michael. So why don't you share what we have here, why we're so excited, Michael.
Awesome. Can you hear me loud and clear?
Loud and clear, brother.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And, again, I definitely want to give it back to Zaria and Jane. Appreciate y'all so much. And, you know, like I said, we met a while back, and it's just been nonstop. The connection was definitely there. The energy definitely was there. And it really just had to do a lot with wanting to help people. And we talked about it all the time. And, you know, if you're on this call right now, I always start with, what is my motive? You know, what truly is my motive? What is our motive? You know, the motive for me really came when, you know, years ago I started seeing how many people were unemployed, especially last year. You know, you're talking about 7 million people unemployed just in the U.S. These are just numbers for the U.S., which is just staggering, and 10 million collectively just because they don't have a job. And so it was something within me that I always wanted to just work as hard as I could to situate that situation and be able to help other people by, you know, facilitating something that I knew that they could do that was economic proof, politically proof, you know, recession proof, election proof. You know, it never gets affected by what's going on in the economy at all. And I always wanted to make sure that, you know, information got out to people. So, like I said, I'm very grateful for Mark. You know, Mark came in and we, you know, you have one of those calls where you connect and you're supposed to be on the phone for 10 minutes and it ended up being 3 to 4 hours. You know what I'm saying? It was just crazy because we just had that connection and he just, for 30, 40 years himself, was just out there helping people, making sure people had a good time, making sure people got the facts, you know, making sure that, you know, people, you know, got the information they needed to be able to move forward and not have to rely on others, you know, really being able to create your own path. And that's something that I really resonated with him, and we just haven't stopped. So I'm just excited again to be in this position to be on the call. As people know, I have been on this call multiple times, but I'm not a person that will get on the call without making sure that people understand that results are here. So I wanted to go over something. I got a chance to talk to Jane, and you know, we were just kind of talking about some things on the trading side, dealing with Daisy, for instance. You know, people are like, well, you know, it's not moving up, or it's kind of consolidating. Nothing's really happening, and I always smile. Because patience is the virtue of trading. And it was so crazy because we had just talked about 2 to 3 days ago, and I said, no, no, no. It's doing everything it's supposed to be doing. The market's doing exactly what it's supposed to be doing. It's consolidating. And sure enough, 2 to 3 days later, if people go back and look at their results, we're at 40 to 50% just within that short time because, you know, what you're looking for is really at the end of the year, that's when things move. You get a move in the beginning of the year, which we all experienced really in the beginning, and then, of course, it consolidates, which it's been doing. The market moves kind of left to right instead of up and down, and then all of a sudden it just takes off, and that's what we just saw. We just saw the takeoff. And it's just brilliant because it just happens like clockwork. And now everybody's like, wow, you know, I'm looking and I'm at 40 to 50% earnings right now in my back office. This is crazy. But no, it's not. It's just how the market moves. It moves in waves. And so it's just so nice to see, you know, people texting and, you know, I sent out the graph to people just letting them know that, that this is what happens. This is for a longer term. It's what we call swing trading and position trading. And it happens over time. That's why we get these big numbers of 1,500 to 2,000% that we gain because it's all about time. And over time, people can get the success. Had the same situation last year. I just want to kind of give everybody an understanding so people are really clear what just happened over the last 3 to 4 days. It's not a surprise, not for me, because, you know, you just recognize how the market moves. Last year, I had told everyone, listen, you know, digital currency, especially this specific one, was at 4,000, okay? It went from 4,000 and went over 50,000 by the end of the year. But I made sure everybody got in March. I said, you need to get in this trade in March. That's when I'm jumping in. That's the market idea. You need to get in by March. It went from $4,000 to $50,000 by the end of the year, and we saw it get all the way to $63,700. So did people pull out? Did people get, you know, antsy? Yes, they did last year. And look what they lost. And this is kind of what I call a sad summary that happens all the time. It's patience. Patience is this particular virtue when you're dealing with this. You know, and I'm always smiling because people, you know, they put their money in the life insurance. They put their money into IRA, and they know they go for years and years with that. But then they expect this to be something that's like overnight, but the returns are way better. I mean, just think about it. We're at 50% returns. It would take 5 years to be able to do that strong with an IRA or a life insurance. You get what I'm saying? So the results are just staggering. It's like this. You can't deny the results that are happening with this group now, because everybody's got their phone. Everybody understands it's a smart contract that they have, and we'll talk about that, you know, when you connect with us personally. But you can see it. You can pull your phone up and actually see your results every single day. And this is something I'm so overwhelmed with joy, because those individuals that believed, had faith in what we were doing, they're seeing the benefits now. They're seeing the results. And all it takes is just sticking in there and allowing the process to fulfill itself. And that's exactly what has happened. And I'm just happy because I was telling Mark yesterday, I said, Mark, I had just said that it was going to be moving up. And he said, wow. And he looked at the chart. I said, I can't believe it. I mean, it moved up. Like, it's up now. I said, exactly. Because the market always moves in waves. You just got to give it time. So anyway, I just want to let everybody, congratulations to everybody. I just want to say for everybody that took that leap in January and said, I'm going to get in, because right now you're experiencing the returns that you deserve because you took a chance in your life to change it, to do something different. And this is what this call is all about, changing your life. You know, everybody wants to change their position, and everyone wants to be helped at a much higher level. And if you just follow the process, please, I always tell people, and this is not to put anybody down, okay? I just want you to be clear. And I tell my wife before we had really, you know, done well, I said to my wife, I said, listen, the gentleman that's talking to us right now is a multimillionaire. Now, I don't know about you, but our account didn't look like that. Okay. So it's so important to make sure that the person that's giving you advice has the bank account that allows you to believe that they know what they're doing, period. Please. Do not take advice from family members that are not in this. Do not take advice from individuals that do not know the market, because you're going to lose a lot of money because you didn't pay attention to the expert. And so when we put this information out on this call, we did it in January. We told everybody, listen, this is what's going on. This is the results that you can get. And we have experienced that. So I'm just, like I said, I'm so excited to make sure everybody knew about the actual trading side. Now, when we talk about the token side, this right here has got my hair just standing up because I'm just like, wow, the numbers are just absolutely amazing. So give you an example with Daisy. You know, we already told a lot of people that was a very small window for you to be able to get in at the 10 cents. Some people got 25, 50. It moved so fast. It really did. It was a very quick move. The sales were almost at 200 million tokens, like faster than anything that ever happened before. So we were all kind of surprised on how fast this was going. But I just wanted to kind of give everyone an example, you know, of how big this was for everyone. And like I said, these opportunities are here for you. So don't feel like you've missed something, you know, completely. Just know that you've already seen it happen once. Don't let it happen again. Come on. Let it be where you can say, okay, I saw what happened. Now I know it's good. Let me make sure that things that are coming that I get involved with it. But just for the individuals that, you know, were able to get started, I just want to go over the success that you just experienced so that's very clear for everyone. One, if you had bought 100 of the Daisy tokens at 10 cents, if it went to a dollar, which is where we are right now, because it went from 10 cents to a dollar, so I just want to make sure that's clear on this call, okay? It went to a dollar. You right now are at $1,000. If you, if when it goes to $10, which we know that's going to happen this year, it's a definite. I mean, we're literally the announcement I'm going to be making, we're close to that already. So at $10, you know, you're talking about $10,000 for a $100 investment. If you're at $100, you would be at $100,000. We're looking at probably a little, probably next year for the 100. But in August, let's talk about just, you know, we're talking about in a day or so, right? I want to make sure we're very specific on what just happened right there. At the same $100, just talking about going into next month, and congratulations to all of you. Like I said, this call is all about giving it to y'all. I'm in the industry. You know, I'm not here to pat myself. It's really more or less the experiences that people are feeling right now. But, you know, we're going to be going on a public exchange in August. So for those that came in, this is what you're going to experience in the next couple of days or so. If you're at $100 that you put in, that it's 1,000 tokens that you have, you're going to be at $5,000, okay? $5,000 by August with a $100 investment. That's just in a couple of days. If you put in $1,000, you would have ended up with 10,000 tokens. You're going to be at around $50,000 in the next couple of days. If you came in at $10,000, which I know many of you have, you know, you're now at $500,000 that you're going to be out in August. So I just want to take a brief break real quick. Jane, isn't that exciting? I mean, is that not exciting? I mean, I'm excited so far for everyone here. I have to take a break and just say, are you not excited, Zoraya? Are you not excited about those figures right there? I mean, is that not exciting? You put in $100, you're at $5,000 in August. I mean, come on now. We got to celebrate that, right?
Absolutely. Down to you. We're going to have a big party at your
Hey, I'm just telling people, you know, all I want is just a little dinner. You know, I'm not greedy. Just give me a little bit dinner, you know. You know, it doesn't have to be a big one.
Let's go down there, Mark, everybody.
So we know it's going to get to $50. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead, Jay.
Okay, so before the $50, I want, if you could, please reiterate to people. I know that everything is, it gets into Telegram, even people that say, hey, I've got something even better. You know, come on over here, and then you lose your money. I think people need to understand that you just don't play this like you're playing, that you're gambling and doing the slots or whatever, saying, oh, I'm going to make $1 million here. Right, and then go someplace else, go to another whatever table, and then try to do it there. I think people need to understand who we have here that is helping each one of us. We've got Michael, we've got Mark, we've got their understanding of why we are where we are, And then, as you know, as you have already said, it is all about patience. Just don't go crazy and thinking, well, there must be something else better than what we're doing right now. So do not do that. You're not the expert. Michael is the expert. Mark is the expert. So stay where you are, guys. That's all I have
yes.
to say about that.
Yes, and we're gonna. And I love that you're going into that, because I get so many horror stories of people calling me. They put their money into something that actually pays out a certain amount every single day. And I always caution people, just be careful, okay? I'm not here to tell you what to do, but I'm just going to tell you right now, be very careful when you get this overpromise, because I've gotten so many people call me back, Michael, I wish I just did what you said. I have lost everything. The company went out of business. You know, you got to understand, it is very hard. I'm a trader. I'm going to tell you every single time, there is no way for me to predict my trades every day. No way. There's absolutely no way. I can't predict it. Now, I am very educated and can determine after I see certain things. You know, there's three components. There's three components that you need to look at. It's the fundamental analysis, the technical analysis, and the sentimental analysis. You know, I can do those three things, but I can't hit it 100% every single time. I can't even do that. So for someone to actually promise you that you're going to make a certain amount every single day, they are not just doing trading. I promise you that. They have to do a lot of other things to be able to do that, because being able to say you're going to do something when the market can go up and down at any time is absolutely impossible. So it is very, very important. Stick with experts. You know, right now I have like a 98% ratio when it comes to my own personal trading. Of course, with artificial intelligent robots, they're not going to have that same accuracy, but you only need to win 50% of the time if you're at a risk reward of 1 to 2. And I know right now I'm talking foreign to some folks, but just hang in there with me. What I'm saying is that just leave it to the experts. We are the ones that can help you to understand which way to go. And Mark and myself, we are definitely going to be having more opportunities in these, you know, digital currency space and things, just to make it easy for everyone that's on this call, because we want people to win. Mm-hmm. We don't want the horror stories. I don't want people calling me saying, yeah, you know, I just thought everything's the same with digital currency. It's not. It's like Jan said, it's not the same. You will lose your shirt out here if you play with fire. You have to know the game. And it's so important to understand that. So, you know, one of the other things that I had talked about on this call, and I really, like I said, it's all about encouraging people to make great decisions. We've already went over these numbers, and I think I got to the 50 already, but you can just see, you know, at the 50, what happens here. You're at $50,000 at a $100 investment. You're at $500,000 at a $1,000 investment by the end of this year. At $10,000, you're at a $5 million earning. Now, for a lot of you may not understand, wait a minute, how in the world can people make money this fast? Because it's a $7 trillion a day industry. That's why. And if you understand the game and you time it right, then you are going to have success faster than others, because you got in at the right time. This is not for people that get in late. These are for people that get in like us at the 10 cents, at the 20-some cents, or at the 30 cents, which we're going to be talking about. Those are the individuals that win. Those are the ones that make it to their destination because they were in early. The people that are hearing about the horror stories are the ones that came in late. Yes, if a person came in at 63,700, for instance, with Bitcoin this year, you came in so high, that's why you didn't reach the results. You know, my determination for everyone is for that person to have came in last year in March at 4,000 and rode it up to 63,700. That's what you want to do. You don't want to do it any other way. So, again, please take this information I'm giving you. I talk to people in this group. I love this group and people that I'm calling because they're just real people. And I just want to give kudos to the people that are on this call because I've talked to so many of you. And, yes, even though some of you are reluctant, you changed, you got in, and you're doing what you need to do now, and you're experiencing an amazing result right here. And, like I said, this is what Mark and I always talked about. But now let's shift to the IMC token, because right now the IMC token is a token you can get at 32 cents, right? It's at 32 cents. And we already know, I've told y'all from, you know, week after week, that the IMC token is the most usable token right now in the planet. And you can get it at 32 cents. The same thing that's happening with our DAISY token is definitely going to happen with the IMC token. So just take advantage of it. Get it while it's low so that we all can celebrate months from now when it hits $50 to $80 at the end of this year because you got in when you need to. So let's go over just a few things with that just so that it's very clear of what your future looks like. So if you buy like $100 worth of IMC tokens today, you're going to get a 312.50 tokens. You know, again, if that is just, if it just goes to $1, that's going to be $312. You're three times your money already. If it goes to $10, you're at $3,125. We know that's going to happen this year. And if it goes to $31,250, you know, that's going to be what you make if it goes to $100. Now, let's go down to $10,000, okay? So I'm just going to skip over this a little bit. Let's just say you do $10,000. You're going to end up with 31,250 tokens. Just getting to $1, ladies and gentlemen. We already know DAISY is going to be at 5 in just a few days. You're at 31,250. At $10, you're going to be at 312,000. And at $100, which truly can happen this year with what's going on, and I will cover that, you will be at $3.125 million by the end of this year. So I'm encouraging. There's a lot of people I talk to, and so many are saying, well, Michael, you know, I need this. I need something. You know, not everybody can put in big amounts. Some of you may only be able to do $100. Some may have to borrow it. You know, but at the end of the day, even at $100, we're seeing some incredible things that can happen to people's lives. What is the IMC token doing? Why is it? Why do we know it's going to do that? So many people ask me, Michael, why do you know for so much certainty when you go into these currencies that it's going to have the reaction that it's going to have? Because of what the purpose is for it. This is the thing. Is it going to help billions of people? If the answer is yes, that's number one. Number two, is it going to solve a problem of billions of people? Yes, it is. And that's when you can say to yourself, all it needs to be is something that's worthy, and it's going to create massive income for everyone, and it's going to change people's lives because of it helping people. That's the whole key. So the IMC token, when you look at it, which is the one that I would say that you want to definitely get involved with now, what is it doing? Well, it's transactional. It's helping people to be able to shop easier, secured. It's helping people to do it in nanoseconds. It's fast. It's helping people to be able to buy a car, travel, go all over the world if you want. This is a transactional token. So what's happening right now, the biggest of the groups out there are shifting to digital. We have a casino that's coming on board. Now me and Mark are talking to others because they're all transactional. They don't want to be robbed. They don't want people going in and stealing things from them and all of that. So they don't want that to happen. So people are shifting to something safer, and that's why this token is going to be so big. That's why we're selling over 3 million tokens every single week, because people are looking for a transactional token that can be used. One thing that I love about it is based in the U.S., not saying that it's a problem if it's based other places. I know there's people all over the world on this call, but it is based where we can see it. We know who registered. We know the CEO of it. You know, we understand that because of the whole eliminating of the pump and dump, no one has to experience the price going up and plummeting because it's locked for 6 months. We're all of our funds are locked for 6 months with these tokens, meaning that it's always going to continue to go up in value. So people want to prove that. They're, well, Michael, can you prove that? Has it gone down, you know, since you've been in? No. We've watched it go from 21 cents to now it's at 32 cents with it never going back in value. Ladies and gentlemen, we can't say something's a guarantee, but just look at this. The price went from 21 cents to 32 cents. It never went backwards. Why? Because nobody's selling the token for 6 months. We have people that have gone 6 months right now. You know what they're doing? They're actually staking the token, which basically means that they're holding the token. They're not selling it because they want to be able to increase their tokens, because the company gives you 30% per month holding on to it, because that increases the value. So when you really look at, we've done everything we need to secure everyone on this call to make sure that you're in a place of safety, because we have a token that Francis Yoon, different individuals that really created this, knew that they wanted to help people. and we want to help people. We want to make sure you're okay. So for a little as $100 to all the way in the millions, you know, because right now we help people. We have a person coming in at 1.5 million. You know, we have people coming in at all different levels, and we embrace that. But just take the opportunity. Make sure you're there. Make sure that you are in this so that you can benefit like so many of our people have already benefited. And we're just getting started. I mean, you got to understand, these tokens are just within their first year. We're not even in the second, third, fourth year where we know it's going to go 5,000 to 10,000 to 20,000 because they're very usable tokens. So, again, I'm so excited about, you know, just being able to just give this information. Now, I always like to talk to people about results. I like to talk to people about results more than just giving the message out, because then it's a reality. Now all of the naysayers, all the people that thought it wasn't going to be or it wasn't going to happen, guess what? It did happen. So what are you going to do now? Are you going to continue to not move forward? Are you going to go ahead and move forward so that you can embrace what's coming your way? You know, even a person that plays the lottery, if they don't buy the ticket, they're not going to win. You have to take a risk. And if you don't take a risk, there is no return. So I'm just right now giving all that I've got to each one of you to do your best, get involved, get in the game so that we all will be celebrating in Hawaii or someplace together, because we've changed people's lives for the best. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So anyway, the only thing that I want to leave with is to get in contact with Mark and myself. We always give this number out. We always say, you know, text free, because that's what we're all going to be, free. Okay, text free. Text your first and last name, and, you know, just, you know, make sure that you, you know, text it to 954-330-3077. Again, 954-330-3077, text free. And also your first and last name. We're doing all that we can to assist everyone. And again, I just want to give it back to Mark and Jan. That's really all I wanted to really say to everybody today.
Okay. Hang in there for a second,
go ahead,
Michael. I was just wondering if I could just open up the board for like maybe 5 minutes. Would you have 5 minutes time?
Most definitely. Most definitely.
Has? Oh, thank you. All right.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Everyone, you know how to do this. If you have a question for Mark or Michael, please go ahead and press 1, and I will be able to see if, and then I can go ahead and call on you. So go ahead, anyone that's interested, go ahead and press 1. Otherwise, we'll go ahead to our regular call. So press 1 if you have any additional questions. Otherwise, again, go ahead and text free, the word free, to Michael at 954-330-3077. So I think we're good. I don't see any hands going up. Hold on a second. I want to see if this hand just went up while I was doing something. So let me just go ahead and I'm going to open up your line at 678 ending in 1627. Do you have a question at all for Michael or Mark?
No, I'm waiting for Zora.
Oh, okay. All right, that's fine. Okay. All right. Okay. Michael and Mark, I think we're good to go. I think you answered all of the questions probably in your presentation today regarding Daisy as well as the IMC. Hold on one second.
Thank you so much.
Soraya? Mm-hmm. I think Soraya wanted to say something. Soraya, I think you've got yourself on mute. Yes, you do. Try, check it out.
Oh.
Hello?
Okay.
There you are.
Okay. All right. Yeah, Michael, give me a call after the call, please.
Definitely.
Thank you.
We won't be done with our call until probably we have another call to join at probably at 12, so we won't be available until around 1 o'clock. The other thing I wanted to mention to everyone that I have Mark and Michael here as well is that we do have our Q call also coming up on Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk, 4 p.m. Pacific time. And again, that's on Tuesday. So look forward to that. And Mark and Michael, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your explanations, for your enthusiasm, and helping us to understand more about what we're dealing with cryptocurrency and Forex. So thank you. Thank you for continuing to do, you know, the work, actually, because they're doing it for us, guys. We don't have to be watching the board. We don't have to be looking at it all the time. And saying, oh, my goodness, I better sell. I got to do this and all that. Hey, this is a beautiful way. What a wonderful way to be able to participate in something that is amazing, that work that's going to be really amazing in terms of helping people, helping collectively with crypto. And thank you. We can't say enough to say thank you, Michael. Thank you, Mark, for bringing this.
You are truly welcome. And we thank you as well.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
All right, Mark. Thank you, Michael.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Bye. Okay. So now we are back on our call. And I know that Zareya, I think Zareya is, well, let me see if Zareya has anything more to say before we ask Zora to come. Hi, Zareya.
Hello.
Yes. Did you have anything more to say in regards to the IMC and the DAISY before we ask if you could bring your dad through or comments yourself?
Well, the DAISY and the IMC are going to help you to, you know, bring some revenue into your existence for prior to the RV. And so I would say go ahead and, you know, and do that if you're able. And, yeah, absolutely. It would be it would benefit you greatly if you did. So that's it.
Thank you.
That's it.
All right. Okay. Well, we are ready for your father, Zora.
Do we have any more guests?
Thank you.
No.
I think that's it for today.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Zareya.
Indeed, beloved gods and goddesses, how be you this day?
Zora, it's always a pleasure, you know, that you
Indeed.
Are here speaking to all of us. And we certainly do appreciate your messages of encouragement, enlightenment, and information to help to guide us through our ascension process. I know we've talked a lot about different topics already today, and maybe we could start with your understanding and your messages regarding the variants as well as the vaccines and remedies and what we can do going forward. So let's start there, Zora, if you will.
Well, understand if you have taken what you call the vaccine for the COVID-19, if you've taken the second shot, then of course the effects are irreversible until the galactics come in and change that, reverse it. And they're the only ones that can reverse it. So,
what about the med beds, though, Zora?
And the med beds, what they do is they reverse your age. Literally, they reverse your age, and they go in and they do what is not med beds. I call them celestial chambers. Much better wording said just med bed. Once those come into being, which they will be coming into being shortly after what you call your blessing is fully realized, the slang term, the RV, as you term it. And then, of course, the funding will be there for the production of the med bed or the celestial chamber. So, and understand But once these celestial chambers, or slang term, medbed, are brought into existence, the people are under the impression that they would have to pay several thousand dollars for them. And in reality, they will be free. They will not be, people will not be charging outrageous prices for them, which is ridiculous. It will be a blessing from the galactics to bring forth this, the blessing to you, to your world. And it will be free. It will not be charged for. That's totally ridiculous. You never, ever charge for healings.
Right. So I have a question in regards to the med beds or celestial chambers, whatever you want to say, call them. Most people just understand them to be med beds. So in regard, and we all understand that they're off world. So we're just working with words. So in general, that's what people understand the celestial chambers to be, are the med beds. And they are coming from various developers, or it's coming from various different sources. I guess that's really what I want to say. So how do we know which ones to partake of? And we also understand from what Ted was saying earlier that they will be coming out between November and December.
Well, that will be after you receive your blessing.
Absolutely. Right.
That will be a good time frame for them to come forth.
Right.
So yes.
So, the sources of where these celestial chambers or medbeds are coming from are from various sources, right? Not just one.
Yes. Not just one.
Right.
They'll be coming from several sources. And it would be improper to say they are coming just from one source.
And they will be available worldwide, right, Sora?
Yes, they will. And they will be, when they are fully, created and all of this nature, they will be brought forth to the public for free. You will not charge. You will not buy them.
Mm-hmm.
People who have dire conditions will be, of course, treated first, and and that is the way it must be. And then, of course, so on down until, of course, Arcturian ships decloak.
Sure. I have another question regarding the medbed, Zora. Are they being, are they already in the process of duplicating and in massive numbers? Is this being done off-world or here on the surface?
Well, the celestial chambers are off-world technology.
Right. But the manufacturing of it, is it being done off-world right now? And then it'll be, like just like in Star Trek, they will be beamed down on the surface? Or how would that work? Or are they being already manufactured here on the surface?
The technology will be given to certain individuals, and it will be created on the planet.
Okay.
There will be some created off planet as well, but as a whole, they will be created on planet.
Okay. So they already are in process of doing that. So that's very good. And who's going to be announcing that? Is that going to be the Galactics, or is that going to be part of Trump's information to send out to the world?
A little bit of both.
Good. Good, good. Okay, very good. All right. And then I also, in regards to, we were talking about the med beds, and we were also talking about the jabs as well as the variant that's coming out. So what would be your message to everyone regarding this variant? And perhaps, and you're saying that there's going to be a new vaccine that comes out because of it too. Is that correct?
Of course. You know, once they create something, they have to create an anti-vaccine to it. So they will be bringing forth a new vaccine for the, what you call the variant. And that will be what you call more than a suicide shot. It will be an ascension shot.
So, I it seems like we have to prepare ourselves emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, for this to come up, for what might happen because of this. So it sounds like that may precede the galactic or the celestial chamber. Well, no, of course, the celestial chambers cannot reverse this variant or the second shot, right? The med beds cannot
That could only be reversed by the Galactus themselves.
So if the med beds are coming from off-world, why wouldn't it not be able to reverse it?
Because understand the med beds that are coming, that are being created on the planet will not have that capacity. The ones that are being created off planet and distributed afterwards, after the what you call galactic disclosure, they will have the ability to reverse
the viruses. Okay.
Right.
So when do
the med beds that are coming forth, the med beds or the celestial chambers coming forth that are being created on Earth will have the capacity or the ability to reverse your age back to an earlier time of your existence.
But it will not recreate
the DNA.
DNA, correct. Okay, thank you for that, Zora. All right, so now, it's almost like the question right now is what comes first, the chicken or the egg? So we have the galactic disclosure, and we have the celestial or medbed coming, and then we also have the RV. Now, so when I ask
well, the
what
RV
comes first, the
is
chicken or
to
the
come
egg?
Before that.
Okay, so that is happening now.
Now.
Then what? What comes next?
Hmm?
What comes next now after this RV that is happening now?
Here we go with your time frames again.
Yeah, I know, Zora. You know, okay, we should just leave that alone, right?
Indeed.
Okay. I don't want to upset you, Zora. Okay, we'll leave that alone. We just know that what's
You're
coming next.
You're not upsetting me at all.
So, I'm just saying, Zora. So we know now that it's the RV that's happening now, and then we can look forward to the disclosure as well as to the corruption being eliminated, and that will start when Trump gets back into office. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So in regards to the abolishing of Big Pharma and the governments that are pushing all of this, the vax, et cetera, the evilness of all of that, that will also be alleviated once the disclosure occurs, correct? It is not going to be Trump.
Correct.
Okay.
It will be after the galactic disclosure is fully realized.
All right. Well, we thank you for that. So finally, that's when the cabal will be completely eliminated. So the elimination. Okay. So I'd like to kind of put a scenario out there, Zora, and see if this is something maybe that we could kind of look forward to. So we've got the RV that's happening now. I don't know if you want to say anything more about the RV except that it's already happening.
I have said it before, and I say it again. It's happening.
Okay, we got it. We got the message, Laura. All right. So with that being said, if you could share with everyone, Zora, one more time, the purpose and the meaning of life now regarding to why we have this blessings coming from above, the purposes and how we need to go forward with it as far as the abundance.
Because it's time. It's time to bring peace to this planet. It's time to bring an end to poverty. It's time to bring new humanitarian projects to fruition. And that is why you're getting your blessing. It is not just for you to go out and buy houses or to go out and buy cars or to go out and buy whatever and squander your blessing. It is for everyone. It is for everyone to have the ability to bring an end to suffering on the surface of this world. That is the purpose of it.
Thank you, Zora. I think that's beautifully said. How do we prepare going forward? How do we prepare going forward knowing that so many of our loved ones and people that we might not even know is going to be ascending? How do we comfort ourselves in knowing that this is all meant for a purpose and that they've chosen or has been a part of their contract or whatever for them to ascend earlier than, and I mean, we're talking billions of people leaving.
Of course.
Yeah. So it's like in the midst of all of the wondrous.
You just continue sending forth love vibrations to them. And wish them a happy journey.
In the meantime, would you suggest that we continue to call our governors, write letters to our representatives, to the White House, and tell Biden that, you know, all of this has been, it needs to stop? I mean, what would your suggestion would be that we can't, okay, in terms of what we can do now?
Write your mayors, write your governors, write your congressmen. Yes. And let your voice be heard. Do not fear retaliation because it needs to be put out there. People need to hear the truth as to what is going on. They need to know that there is a dire, what you call, reason for us doing what you call sending out letters and things of this nature. You're not doing what is termed as trying to overthrow government. You are simply letting them know what they're doing is wrong.
Thank you, Zora.
And remember, you all voted them into the office in the first place. And you can vote them out.
You can undo the wrongs, yes. Absolutely.
Indeed.
Okay. And then I have one other question on similar topic already, talking about the vax and the variant. Now, there in Nevada, we now have the mandate that we have to wear masks again because of the shedding. So and if the variant is really a terrible, terrible mutant virus, then would you suggest that everybody do continue to use the masks against the shedding ourselves besides taking
Well, understand the wearing of your mask will only what you call postpone the inevitable. You are going to certain people of the population
will receive a dose of the variant, regardless whether you wear the mask or not, because the particles are much smaller than the pores in the mask. So
correct.
The masks do not stop anything.
So you're suggesting we don't even need to wear the masks then. Is that correct?
You are not preventing anything. It is your choice whether
right.
you wear them or do not wear them. However, I know for a fact that Zareya and Jane are totally against it, wearing of masks. Of course, I am totally against it myself. And all I can do is tell people not to wear them. Do not take the vaccines anyway.
Correct.
Do not put yourself in harm's way.
Correct.
Simply refuse to take the vaccine. If you've already
mm-hmm.
taken the vaccine, both shots, then you have a good possibility of ascending. If you take the third shot from the vaccine that will be created to combat the variant, you will definitely ascend. It will matter not who you are. You will ascend.
Zora, now we know that you can see potentially the various directions in which our Earth or humanity is going to evolve. You knew that something like this was going to happen, right?
Do not put me on the spot, Quasar.
Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. Well, anyways, I think enough is said anyways in regards to the potential harm.
It would have done no good if I would have mentioned it earlier because people
yeah.
would have thought me crazy.
Okay,
or thought Zareya
right.
crazy.
Yeah, or me. They already.
Or
most
you.
Most people think I'm crazy. Anyways, already, so that's okay. All right, but again, do what your heart tells you to do, to what you need to do right now for people around you. You are, we are that powerful, and we know what the truth is. We know what
you
is right.
Are
in terms
gods,
of what we...
You are goddesses.
Okay. So
remember
yeah.
that. You are gods yeah. and goddesses.
Yeah. So with you
act
here,
accordingly.
Zora, yeah. So with you here, Zora, could you help us, you know, with just together collectively do a mass healing for the world, for now, and for the future.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, we receive. And from the goddesses and gods of our beings, we know that the near future is going to be beautiful. It's going to be peaceful. We will have healthy individuals. We will be at higher frequencies, and we have a pristine Earth once again. And that is how we realize all of this to be now. Is that right, Zora?
Indeed.
Indeed. Okay. So that's what we do. We have to think in terms of the present as far as how we see the present. Don't think about what we see in 3D. That's not relevant. What you want
don't
is
think
what
at
you
all.
Want to manifest. Don't think. Right? It doesn't demand.
Indeed.
Yes. We demand peace and joy and harmony and perfection and great health now, and we know it. Period.
Forget about thinking. Just be in peace with yourself.
Okay. Very good. Thank you, Zora. And we know it. Okay. Very good, Zora. Thank you. I think I'm going to go ahead and open up the our lines now for people to come in and make comments and ask questions, okay? All right.
Go ahead.
All right, so I'm just going to go ahead and take it from the top here. I know we all know who this is. Please, when you answer, please let us know your first name and where you're calling from and your question and or comment. So thank you. And our first caller is 208-208-209-4.
Hi. Hello. Jane. Hi.
Yes.
This is Pawnee from Idaho. Last time I talked to you, Zora was going to have Zariah see if she could find out anything on the United Network News. That's one I've been listening to, and they seem to be seem to be very humanity oriented, wanting the best for everybody, and they seem to be saying the same thing that you're saying. So I don't know if she got a chance to do it. So that was
keep listening to them.
There you go, Connie.
Keep listening to them.
Keep listening to them. Okay, great. All right. Thank you. Sending all my love. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Pawnee. Thank you.
They are benevolent ETs.
Yes.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
That's what I thought.
Thank you. All right. Very nice. Thank you for that question, Pawnee. All right. Next caller is 208 ending in 7602.
Hi, Zora, this is Mary from Idaho, and I wanted to just make one comment where you said to continue writing your governors and senators and so on, that you had made the statement, Zora, with all due respect, that we voted for them, and I know that across the country, that is not always true due to the fraud in the election, so Sometimes we did not vote for these people.
In general, but people did vote them into office.
Yes,
not necessarily saying that you did. I'm saying in general, people did vote them into their offices.
Even if they were fraudulently voted in because the machine did not tally.
Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
My question is, my brother, who is 14 months older than me in the Arvada area, John Michael Irvin, had a medium stroke over the weekend. He is not, or last weekend. He's been in the hospital all week. He is not as bad as he could be. But I wanted to ask you, he did not receive the jab. He does not want to, never will, and his wife, Peggy, is just a guardian angel, is so strong, but is the spike protein causing a lot of strokes among people through the transmission? Because the last part of this question is, Peggy, his wife, said that over the intercom in the neurological department, two, three, four a day, they call out stroke, incoming, and so they need his room, but they've been having a hard time getting his blood pressure down.
Well, you being the goddess, you can go to him, and you can do what is time, that is to do a healing upon him. And so that's what you should do. Journey to where he is. Journey to where he is and see him in person.
Well, I do plan on that as a support mechanism for my sister-in-law, but for now I'm in Idaho, he's in Colorado.
Do a picture of him.
Okay.
And put it between your hands
and heal him long through long distance.
Okay. And I wrote down a lot of stuff this morning, and I will do that. And I thank you very much for all of your insights. And God bless you, sir.
Indeed.
Thank you.
So her original question, Zora, was that she wanted to know if the spike protein has caused, you know, the problem with her brother.
It has caused a problem with many people.
Exactly. Yes. And the answer to her question is yes. All right. Here we go. 313 ending in 4595. 4595. Hello, 4595?
I'm sorry, this is Jimmy from Detroit.
Okay, hello, Jimmy.
Hi. I just, Michael, and they got back to me, like, immediately, so I just wanted to give some feedback or some information about them that they, you know, they get back with you really quick when you text them.
Indeed.
Thank you. All right, Jimmy. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. Well, let you go. Next one is 845 ending in 4478.
Hi, Zora. Hi, Jane. Zorba, I want to thank
you
for help. I'm Bob in Newburgh, New York.
Thank you. Yes.
And
all right,
I just want to thank you, Zora, for helping me with the name for the Bigfoot entities called Chatoos. I appreciate that. I do want to ask one question about the Chatoos.
Yes.
I had heard that the Chatoos helped the Lenape tribe as they were moving eastward. They actually had battles crossing the Mississippi River. Is that true or not? Did the Chatoos help the Lenape tribe in battles, very fierce, deadly battles? They helped the Lenape survive as they were going eastward.
Yes.
Thank you very much. That's confirmation.
Okay, Bob.
You have a good day,
okay,
sir. Thank you.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah, question. All right. Our next caller is coming from...
always help the Native Americans.
Beautiful. 4915 ending in 3476. Hello, and welcome.
Hello. Hello.
You're on the air.
James,
you are?
Yeah, my name is Nayana. My name is Nayana.
Okay, Nayana.
And I'm calling in from Germany. So great to talk to you, both of you. I have a question regarding my husband and his workplace. So my husband works from home, and we know about the vaccine, we know about the shedding. Now things are getting back to a point where offices is, you know, saying come back to office and work. And we know we shouldn't go because the entire team is vaccinated. We will be spending time with them all day. And it's just beginning. So right now we're thinking of ways of how to refuse coming into the office and how to, you know, I know I can create my future. I manifest my reality. But, Zora, could you help me with a magic prayer?
Just simply tell them that you're quite happy with the way things are. Presently, you will continue to work for their company at home. You do not wish to come in and to be in the presence of those vaccinated.
Yes, that's what he wants to say. I'm also requesting for a magic prayer, you know, something which I know I can create my reality, Zora, but I want something. I'm guessing I'm asking for assurance, some sort of spell. I don't know. You know, just to ensure that the office understands and the other party does not go into a conflict with us, you know. How do I ensure I create that reality and that happens?
How do you manifest that will be without any obstacles in their way so that they can remain at home with the work problem and not cause any friction, you know, with the workplace?
Well, you just simply tell them that you wish to remain working from home. And
you
that you
do
not wish to go into the, back into the workplace. Because they're going to tell you to wear masks anyway. So why would you want to do so?
So what's happening is they're saying, come down for one day workshop. Please come into the office for one day, another day, another week, you know. So they're not asking us to come into the office. So that's my thought. I just want to ensure that I create the team.
So you go 5-4-3-2-1 and tap into your goddess self and his god self. You're putting protection around you.
Okay. Would that be a risk too much to take if my husband goes into the office?
Well, it is your choice. I myself, I would stay where I am.
Okay. I know that's the answer. That's the perfect answer. Thank you. Thank you.
Indeed.
Thanks for everything.
Bye-bye.
Love you both. Bye.
Love you too. All right. Next caller is 252 ending in 3803.
Does she want the white magic?
Hello? 3803? 352 ending in 3803. You're on the air with Zora. Hello?
I guess I'm not ready to talk.
No, I guess not. We'll go to the next one. It's 817 ending in 1564. 1564.
Yeah, it's Fernando in Texas. Hi.
Hello.
Okay.
Yeah. We had a meteor come over here and over Texas, and I saw a video where I could see like 3 or 4 spaceships around it. I'm just wondering if you put a force field around that one and blow that up like you did over Russia, or was that somebody else or what?
It was what you call the Galactic Federation was controlling that object and veering it off of the atmosphere.
Okay. It looked like it imploded or something.
So it was taken care of.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Very good.
Indeed.
Yes, good question. All right. Okay, Fernando. 678 ending in 1627.
Hello?
You're on.
Hello?
Yes. Who is this?
Hello?
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 You better We can hear you. We can hardly hear you.
Namaste,
Beth,
everyone.
Can you? Yeah, okay.
I'm hearing something, but it's not on my end.
Okay. Hey, Dora?
Are you
okay over there? Yeah, it is.
What?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Sounds like it's gone. Well, sort of. Oh, that's Zora breathing.
What?
I thought we could hear you breathing. You were breathing or sneezing or something. Anyway.
I am breathing, yes.
Okay. Well, I just have a little statement, and then I have a question for the both of you.
All right.
But my statement is, as far as everything that's going on, to me, it's playing out just like John prophesied in Revelation. And we're going to go through it. We're going to get through it. We don't need to worry about it because it's already planned. It's prophecy, correct? It's prophecy. And those who are ascending, they're going through the wonderful, wonderful new earth. So we shouldn't be worried about them. We need to focus on what we're doing so that we get an A on that. But that's my two cents on that. But my question is related to a comment that one of the callers asked last week, and she asked if we could spend more time people finding out where, what planet, what star system they derive from. Because my, after finding out where I came from and knowing for sure, it has just raised my vibration every day, every single day. And if as many people need to know, or want to know, can do that, I'm praying for that to happen. Okay, guys, I'll just tell you. If you can do that,
thank
you. Spend as much time as you can doing that, that, I think that will be awesome. Keep your mind off of all the negativity going on. And focus on, and they'll be able to connect with their planet as well as their twin and whomever they choose, you know. So
indeed.
So you don't mind doing that, Zora? Because I've told a few people about Hollow Earth and that they can call and ask you that. So that would help them start to believe that there is a Hollow Earth. You know, they're not sure about believing that. That's kind of far-fetched for a lot of people on this planet, right? So,
okay, then. Thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. All right.
Oh, bye-bye.
Okay. So, again, in regards to our calls that Viv is asking Zora in order for people, this is really very much a free will. People can come in and ask if that is what they feel they need or want. But otherwise, we will continue doing our calls as normal, the way it is right now. But if people are asking, then yes, of course, Zora will go ahead and let them know where they're coming from. But it just doesn't come because. It's, again, it's all about free will. Okay. All right. 352 ending in 4325.
Hello, it's Samara from Florida.
Yes. I'm sorry? Who is
we it? This is Samara from Florida.
Yes.
And we created a series of remedies, one of them for viruses in the summer and fall of 2019. We were doing triple blind studies, which got stopped because of COVID. Do you feel it's of merit to start those studies back, or could you tell me if we're on the right track that might go for COVID?
Again?
Okay, we create a I think that's my chin
who is
hitting
we?
The keyboard or something.
Yeah, Solara,
yes.
Who is we? First start off with who is we?
Solara in Florida.
Cool. Yeah, I know. I understand that. So you say we created. So who are you referring to when you say we?
The universal we.
The universal you.
Like we're all one. We're all one.
Well, okay, but you are the individual. You
now,
are the spark of
have,
the one. Okay. So just so we know where you're coming from. Thank you.
Okay, we did have another person who worked energetically with me in creating these vibrational medicines, but we were starting for one that would be working on viruses, so we had never heard of COVID at that time. And now, but then we created a series of five remedies, and do you feel that it's of merit to push through studies now, or bring the one for viruses out now? Could it help with COVID? And I'd be glad to send you samples for you to feel out if you need it.
Zora, did you give a question?
Partially, yes.
Okay. So Solara's question is that she and another being, of course, we're all talking about coming from source and the development of some healing products that she has, that she needs. She's just asking confirmation whether or not this is something she needs to bring out and work on now. This is remedies for the viruses.
Well, if she feels she needs to do that, then she needs to do that.
It's your call on that, Solara.
Indeed.
I didn't understand the answer.
That's your, if you go into your heart, you know what the answer is.
Yes. May I send some samples to you, Jane? And yes, the answer is yes. It keeps nagging at me.
There you go. That's your answer. So are these pills, or how do you take these products?
At the moment, it could be liquid.
Okay.
Under the tongue, like a homeopathic remedy.
Gotcha.
We are working
all
on
right.
technology one.
Okay. All right. So why don't we do this? Let's connect sometime between today and tomorrow so we can talk more about it, okay?
All right.
Okay, very good.
Is there a better
Thank
time
you.
For you?
A better time for you? I really can't tell you right now. I'll probably text you if I can, okay?
Thank you so much.
Okay. Okay, Solara, thank you. Thank you for your work. Okay. All right. Our next caller is 281 ending in 8056. We only have like 15 minutes left, guys. 8056.
Hi, hello. Hello.
Yes?
Hi, this is Susan in Texas. How are you?
Okay.
Wonderful.
Susan, hello.
My question to Zora is it safe to be living on the fault lines?
Which fault lines are you speaking of?
Let's say the ones in Texas.
Well, there are fault lines everywhere, so and that is not if you live in or around them. Of course, they are what you call dormant ones. They're not active. They're just fault lines. But the active ones are in areas where you have a hop facility that is working. So those areas would be not very good to be around as to the fact that they will shift upon the HOP facility. And if you're nearby there, you will feel the shaking as well.
Okay, thank you so much.
Indeed.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay. 206 ending in 1047.
Hi, this is Mary in Oregon. Can you hear
okay.
me?
Okay, hi, Mary. Hey. Yes, well, being
hi.
Vaguely.
Yes.
You're not very
okay.
live, Mary.
Okay, hold on. Let me see if I can do something different. Hold on.
All right. Yeah, because we can hardly hear you.
Can you hear me now?
That's a little better. Uh-huh.
Hello?
Yes. Can you hear me now? Yes. Okay. My question is, will JFK Jr. Introduce himself to the public soon?
That is up to him.
Okay, so we don't know.
Correct.
Okay. Shoot. All right. So we may go through life not knowing. I mean, a lot of people may not realize that he's still alive then, huh? Zora?
Indeed.
Did you, that was another question coming from her.
I know.
Okay. So again, that is still up to him. And yes.
Okay.
Course. Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Indeed. It is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 239 ending in 0242.
Yeah. This is Wolfgang calling from Florida. I have a question for Zora. Can you hear me? Okay. I have a question for Zora. The self-healing that Zora practices and that we practice, if our faith is strong enough, will that self-healing get rid of the effects of the jab?
Of the jab. Well, we just Okay, I just wanted to kind of clarify. We just received a prayer command coming from Ted Marr that incorporates both Zora's healing method as well as Q's method. So did you hear that?
Uh-huh.
So is that the one you're talking about? In terms of healing from the shedding and the jabs.
Yeah, I want to know if self-healing will get rid of the inoculation of the COVID-19, if it will get rid of all the effects, if it will heal you. Zora says that the galactics can only heal us from the inoculation. And I was wondering, doesn't the self-healing get rid of it?
What?
I want to know
if because he didn't understand. So he's asking if self-healing will get rid of the effects of the vax, or the jabs.
Oh. Hmm. It depends if you have taken the second shot or not.
Okay. The reason I'm asking, I have friends and some very smart friends too. One of them is even a PhD in immunology, and they both took both the shots, the first and the second.
Mm.
And I was trying to talk them out of it, but I couldn't do it. They didn't listen to me.
Mm-hmm. So they both took the second shot. That's where
they both took the second shot, and if they're going to come out with a booster, I think they're going to take the booster shot too. And so the booster shot is a sure thing for the ascension. I mean, they're going to be gone.
Yep. They will be gone.
Isn't that something? I heard on Charlie Woods' videos, there's a video that has a PhD immunologist on, I think, and he says that 500 milligrams of magnesium, up to 10,000 milligrams of ascorbic acid, and 200 micrograms of selenium taken every day will guard you against most of the effects of the vaccination. Would you agree with that? here's the video. It's about the 18th video down from the top. And it's this immunologist that talks about the vaccinations, and he says that magnesium, high doses of ascorbic acid, vitamin C, and selenium, 200 micrograms a day, will ward off most of the effects of the vaccination.
You're talking about the first vaccination, second vaccination, or we're talking about the variant?
The second vaccination.
Oh. And he's claiming that it's going to heal them?
I don't think he's saying it's going to heal you, but it will ward off most of the effects of the second shot.
Okay. All right, Zora. So the one he's referring to, this particular remedy with the magnesium, vitamin C, and selenium, will that ward off the effects of the second vaccination?
If your immune system is high and you take those formulas, then there's a chance, yes, of reversing, or not reversing, but coping with the second shot. But you do have a good chance of ascending if you took the second jab. If you take the third shot, or what you call the vaccine of the variant, the second shot is the booster. That's what what you call the second shot and the second jab.
Okay.
And then if you come up with a vaccination for the variant, then that shot will cause you to ascend. You cannot stop it.
Yeah.
And
self-healing will not reverse it either then, right?
No.
I see. Okay, I just wanted to know that. Thank you very much, Zora and Jane.
Okay,
Thank you.
Only
the galactics can reverse it.
I understand. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Uh-huh.
Indeed.
We have a lot to do. Okay, guys, we have 2 minutes left. So last caller, it's 208 ending in, maybe not. Okay, so here's what we're going to do, everybody. We are almost at the end of our call. We will be meeting with Ted on his call at around noon. And for all of you that we didn't get a chance to, we will go ahead and have another call midweek, I promise. So it looks like it'll probably be Thursday or Wednesday when we'll have another call with everyone. So please, all of you that haven't had a chance, get on the call early so we can call on you. Okay? So with that, Zora, let's go ahead and give everybody a big boost of love. Bye.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, we receive. And from the gods and goddesses of our beings, we are in peace and joy and harmony and great abundance now. And we know it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, everyone. Have yourselves a wondrous, glorious, and loving day. And we'll see you on Tuesday with Q and maybe Zora too. So we'll see you soon. All right. Much love. Get prepared for your RV and make sure that you stay abreast of the calls that we have, etc. All right. Bye now. I'm back to, there we go.